Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The NFL gave us another week of controversy, contention, and confusion. Here to discuss the ins and outs of the NFL's Week 8 is Greg Doyle of CBSSports.com. Greg, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me on, Bill.
I hardly know where to begin, but perhaps it's with Randy Moss, now a Tennessee Titan, after wearing out his welcome in New England and Minneapolis in this relatively young season. Is the league's number two all-time pass reception leader really as bad a guy as some make him out to be?
Oh, no, I'm sure everybody's wrong. I'm sure the whole world is wrong about Randy Moss, and he's really a prince among men. And honestly, what he is there's two kinds of bad guys. There's bad guys who are criminals, and there's bad guys in the non-criminal division. He's among the league leaders in the bad guy non-criminal division.
How many teams do you think he can play for by the end of this season?
He could play for a good five more, because you have to figure the Bengals, Cowboys, and Raiders are all due a turn, because they're all three run by total morons. So I could see four more teams in his future, but maybe he lasts at Tennessee. We'll see.
After all the headlines about shots to the head 2 weeks ago, the Eagles' Ernie Sims was fined $50,000 and James Harrison of the Steelers was fined $20,000 for illegal hits. Is the league failing to get its message across to the players?
No, I don't think so. I think it's starting to resonate right now. The dollar amounts are going higher. People are starting to notice. It used to be, a guy would get fined $5,000 or $10,000 and everybody would kind of smirk and wink and continue to lay out the lumber. So it's having an impact. Now, it hasn't eliminated it. I don't think you'll ever see the elimination of illegal hits. The game moves too fast. The testosterone's flowing too high. It'll never completely go away. I do think you're going to see a tipping point here real soon.
Was Troy Polamalu correct this week when he characterized the league's policy as, quote, paranoid, and criticized Commissioner Goodell for wielding too much power?
Well, I think part of that, he was correct. Paranoid, no, I don't think so. I mean, we are seeing people get hit to the levels of, wow, is this guy going to wake up ever? You know, we've seen some brutal hits in the last couple of weeks that were not accidental hits, but just brutal, wow, that guy could be dead on the field there. So, no, I don't think the NFL's paranoid. I do think Goodell has too much power. I really like Polamalu's argument that maybe they should have some sort of a separation of power like our government has, and it would be nice, because right now Goodell decides how much he's going to fine you. You appeal to Goodell, and then Goodell has to argue with Goodell and decide if Goodell was right or Goodell was wrong, and it's a little bit much.
The New England Patriots have the league's best record. They're 6-1 right now. Do you think they'll remain at the top of the standings throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, they didn't skip a beat without Randy Moss. Now, the question will be Tom Brady, and can he stay healthy, and can his long hair, will he not trip over at some point that Justin Bieber do he's got. But, yeah, they're very good. They've got the best coach in the business, if not the best quarterback, one of the best two or three quarterbacks in the business. There's no reason. Some teams you'd look at and you'd say, wow, there's something wrong there. There's a fluke there. At some point, the law of averages is going to even out. They're going to start losing. The Patriots, with that coach and that quarterback, they're not that team.
Dallas receiver Roy Williams is confident that the 1-6 Cowboys can go on a run and make it to the playoffs. Greg, we're a radio station. We have a laugh track here. Should we cue it?
Oh, that was me. Yeah, you can do that if you want. Look, I was at the Cowboys' last game. It was it had to be rock bottom. It had to be, because they got trucked at home by a bad Jacksonville team. They're not any good. Their quarterback is out. Their coach has no respect in the locker room, so it's not like he's going to whip those guys into shape. He's the anti-Belichick. They're not going anywhere, and the Super Bowl is going to be played in Dallas without them, which is a shame, because that would have been a great story. The Super Bowl in Dallas with the Cowboys would have been a great story as a media person. I kind of wanted to see that, but no chance.
Some thought that the 0-7 Buffalo Bills would grab Randy Moss back on Wednesday, but they didn't. Do the Bills feel they can go 0-16 without him?
Well, yeah, the Bills can go in 16 with or without anybody. They will lose. It doesn't matter who their quarterback, coach, receiver, anybody is. The Bills did add this week Sean Merriman, and I don't understand that. You're 0-7. You're not going anywhere. Why are you adding Sean Merriman? Why are you spending any money at all? Why are you doing that? There's a reason some teams are good, and there's a reason the Bills are the Bills.
What other teams have you been following that are worthy of mention this week?
Well, I really like the Baltimore Ravens, because they started the year with a loss, And there was all kinds of havoc around Baltimore. Oh, no, what's wrong with our team and this and that. And now they're 5-2. They're winning the AFC North, or at least they're tied with the Pittsburgh Steelers for first place. As usual, they're going to be in the playoffs, and they're tougher than most teams. Them and Pittsburgh, it's a shame they're in the same division because those are probably the two toughest, meanest teams in football. And it'd be nice if they could meet way down the road in the playoffs as opposed to possibly early.
All right, I've got the standings in front of me now, and I see an awful lot of 5-2 and 4-3 teams. Is this parity or just mass mediocrity?
Isn't it the same thing? I know Pete Rozelle wanted parity, but parity is, by definition, same thing as mediocre. I mean, do you want to say six or a half dozen? Either way, unless you're in a city like Buffalo or Dallas, you think you can win every Sunday, and that's what will keep people coming to the ballpark or the stadium, even in times like this when it's still money's a little bit tight. So I think parity probably nowadays is what the NFL needs.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBSSports.com, and, of course, he joins me here on Only a Game from time to time to tell me about football. Greg, thanks again.
Oh, thanks for having me on again, Bill.